This is Frida Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. MTR's exorbitant fare increase. Despite a hefty profit of $14.7 billion last year, the MTR Corporation is set on a 5.4% fare increase based on the fare adjustment mechanism. The increase, expected to generate for the corporation an additional profit of more than $600 million, has sparked widespread public outrage, and the transport panel of the Legislative Council has passed a non-binding resolution urging the MTR Corporation to suspend the proposed increase in view of its huge profits. Mass transit systems in most countries or areas operate at a loss. The MTR is able to make fat profits principally because of preferential government policies. In addition to railway operations, the MTR has other sources of income, including commercial activities, property development, rental of retail and advertising space, and estate management, which last year amounted to about $12 billion, or 79% of the profit. This huge amount of non-fare revenue could not have been earned but for the corporation's railway operations. As far as regulations are concerned, the MTR has every right to raise its fares by 5.4%. After all, the figure is arrived at in accordance with the fare adjustment mechanism. This is why, in the face of opposition, government officials can unblushingly speak in MTR's defense, insisting that the established mechanism has to be followed. It should, however, be noted that, as the fare adjustment formula was worked out by the government, the officials are just evading responsibility by saying that rules must be observed. But if we are to consider social justice, the MTR's role in society should not be that of a company run on purely commercial lines, since it enjoys every advantage over its rivals under the government's preferential policies. In addition to the pursuit of money, there is something the MTR must not forget: social responsibility. While the fare increase planned is in accordance with regulations, it is against social justice. The MTR is bound to come up against fierce opposition if it insists on the ill-advised increase in fares. To pacify the public, government officials in charge of transport declare that the fare adjustment mechanism will be reviewed, and that, in addition to the consumer price index and wage index, the new formula may factor in the MTR's service and performance, as well as the affordability of the public. But is it not because of these government officials that the public is suffering from the ill-conceived mechanism? Moreover, as the government is the MTR's major shareholder, it most certainly is party to the proposed increase in fares. We are therefore convinced that the government should exercise its influence and have the MTR freeze its fares. Chief Executive-elect Leung Chun-ying did not seem to be happy when commenting on the MTR's proposed fare increase. He believes that the fare adjustment mechanism should take into account three factors, namely, the affordability of the public, the MTR's earnings from property development projects, and the quality of service provided. Leung's concerns are quite different from the current government officials, and his emphasis on the MTR's earnings from property development projects marks a fundamental departure from the fare adjustment formula currently in force. We can probably see it in this how Leung's political beliefs are different from those of the incumbent government. the government has all these years so unduly favored the business sector that the public has come to resent what is commonly called collusion between the government and the business sector. And this has given rise to society's deep-seated conflicts. While it remains to be seen what changes Leung will bring about, there is no denying that Leung's rise to power is partly the result of our social atmosphere. Thank you for listening to Meng Pao's editorial brought to you by Frida Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC Poly U.